The Auckland branch of the Sisters Overseas Service, or SOS, has booked 43 women on flights to Australia for abortions during the next 2 weeks. SOS has launched an appeal for funds and say they've already raised $1,500. Jan Everson asked Megan Grant, one of the organisers of the Sisters Overseas Service, how they plan to use the funds.
Whatever we need it for, hopefully people will be able to raise their own airfares. If they can't, then possibly we can get a free operation for them the other end. But whatever the funds are needed for, we will provide them for.
Not talking just about the funds, but since you have just had so little time to set the whole organisation up, what sorts of problems have you met so far?
As you say, fundraising. There are people who just perhaps don't have the money, and we don't have the money available to supply the whole thing for them. But it's been marvellous how their friends have come to their support. They've said, well, I've only got $100, you know, what on earth can I do? And we said, well, do you belong to some fund, you know, some sort of loan fund or whatever do you belong to, or have you asked your friends? And then later they rang in and said, well, you know, it's just marvellous, I didn't know this would happen, but my friends have given me this money, they've lent me this money, my friends were just housewives, and that sort of thing have just given me it, and suddenly I'm there.
What does happen with a woman, say, who comes, say, from one of the Pacific Islands, who does want to go to Australia for an abortion? Is she able to do that and get back to New Zealand?
Well, it depends where she comes from. If she comes from Niue or Cook or Tokelau, then they are New Zealand citizens. So they're okay. But if they come from some of the other islands, well, then they've just got to clear it with immigration.
And what are their chances of getting a re-entry permit?
Well, we haven't really struck this button yet. This is something that bothered us right at the beginning, in that they might be overstayers, and we didn't quite know, you know, what would happen to them.
Megan Grant, one of the organisers of the Sisters Overseas Service.